Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dig into all of the glamour and all of the trash. If you have ever referenced Mariah Carey in therapy, then this is probably the podcast for you. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, and filmmaker, and very soon to be author. And that segues us into this episode, which is a tangent from our normal content. This is a special bonus episode, Patreon only. I am talking to my book editor who edited my book, and we're going to talk about writing and publishing and all the ins and outs. This is a Patreon only episode to thank the cookies for keeping this podcast financially alive. Sign up if you want the episode, because also on Patreon, we can talk a little more intimately. We can share things we wouldn't share everywhere, because this is just for the community. And if you're a part of the community and you're on Patreon and you are a creative, go to the chat. I recently saw one of the cookies, Courtney, what up, Courtney, kind of workshop a piece of an essay she was writing, like, in the Patreon chat. She got these like comments and it was like a little writing workshop. So if you are a creative, if you're listening to this episode because you are a writer, the chat is a great place to be. I also spoke about writing the memoir and the process of that from my personal perspective on an episode this fall. And we have a couple more how-to episodes coming as well. So look out for those and let's dive in. Our guest today, oh my gosh, the most special guest ever on this podcast. Sorry, other guests. Our guest today is an associate editor at Hanover Square Press, an imprint of HarperCollins, where she works on a range of best-selling literary and upmarket fiction, as well as memoirs, feminist histories, pop culture, journalism, and cultural criticism. She's previously held positions at Algonquin Books and Don Condon Associates, and she was born and raised in North Carolina. Please welcome my book editor, Grace Towery.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
So exciting to be on. It's an honor to be on the other side of things.
It's so wild to be in this space with you, given that we have spent the last 3 years together discussing books. Can you believe it's been 3 years?
3 years. Wow.
Yes, I think it has been almost 3 years. Like 3 years ago, I was writing the pitch pages that I sent to you. Okay. I have so many questions. So I just want to start asking them because I want to get as many questions as I can in.
Please. So excited.
Grace, first question. What is your favorite part of my book? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, first question is.
We'll be here all day.
Oh, that's okay. See, very sweet already. I have a question, which is, what is the process of receiving book pitches? Because I worked with a literary agent who told me the process was like, you write, like, why I'm doing this, you know, sort of overview. Then you write kind of the outline of what each chapter will be, and then you attach a writing sample. Is that generally what most pitches are like that you get, or like, what are the actual documents you receive?
So it really depends if it's fiction or nonfiction. On the nonfiction side, usually it's like a proposal, like the one that you and your agent put together. And so there are a lot of different ways you can write those. And there's like templates online and things like that. But usually it is like anywhere from like 1 to like 50 pages of a sample. There's like a chapter outline. There's any ideas the author might have for the marketing and publicity and like a general overview for it, any connections they have, things to kind of give a sense to the publisher, like the marketability of it. And for fiction, it's almost always in full manuscript form already.
Wow, so they've written the whole book.
Already very different, yeah, the moment it lands on your desk.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't be like, this is going to be a great fantasy book. And you just like couldn't believe it unless it was like already written.
It does happen, but usually it happens when it's like the author's second or third book and you've already worked with them. And so you already kind of know how you guys operate together and how they have written the whole arc of their books in the past. And that's usually when it's like a bit of a shorter sample. But almost always with like new projects where you've never met or worked with the author before,
it's like a whole book.
Whole manuscript. Yeah.
A whole book. Okay. How many proposals would you say you get? I don't know, a month, a year, like, could you even estimate it?
So usually it's like around a day, I would say it'd be like around 1 to 6. There's like different seasons when like a lot of submissions will like go out. And yeah, I would say a month, if it's like a holiday month and a lot of agents aren't going out with stuff, then, you know, it may be around like 5 to 10. But if it's like a big, big month, it could be anywhere from like 30 to 50.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's wide range.
And so how do you know when you want to take something on? Is it a feeling? Do you have mandates? Like, how do you know when like a book is for you?
Yeah, so there's like a wide range of factors that kind of go into it because every editor has like their personal taste, but usually when they're reading like book pitches or submissions, the first mentality is like, could I make this work for like my specific imprint? And then within that, my list compared to my colleagues. And imprints also are like smaller divisions of publishing houses that all typically do different genres or styles. So like HarperCollins, which is my publisher and your publisher, has 12 or 13 imprints. So some might be like specifically nonfiction, like self-help books. Some might be like, you know, focusing on sci-fi fantasy. And then there are generalist imprints, which is what Hanover Square is, which is the one I work for, that kind of just do everything.
You guys are the liberal arts colleges of publishing houses.
Exactly. But even those, they still have like their own trademark or like identity. Yeah. So like for Hanover, ours is like the untold stories, the new angles, the high concept premises. So we do like fiction and nonfiction. And, you know, they're all kind of like different feels. And so if an editor is lucky, then their taste will align with what their imprint publishes and like what it needs. And so I'm very lucky because that's definitely true in my case.
So you get your hands on something. You read everything all the way to the end and then decide, are you in the middle of something? You have moments. Are you like a constant no? Do you have to like sit with things? Like, what's the magical like, oh my God, I want to do this moment?
There have been books that I've known I wanted to buy from the first page, and then books I have had to read the entire book in order to come to that conclusion. And, you know, in the submission process, like, you always want to give every book a fair shot. I think for me personally, and it's like different for everyone, but I think it's when there's something like innovative or new about it, which sounds like, you know, okay, duh. But yeah. There are a lot of editors who are the opposite, actually. And they're kind of like, you know, give me the conventions or like the tropes that I know and love. Give me the writing style I've read 100 times. Like, feels like a warm comfort blanket. And it's completely a matter of personal preference. But I think for me, I really gravitate towards things, whether it's structurally kind of unconventional or if it's like grappling with the world in a new way or set in a place we don't often see. Like, I just love some element of a book taking me completely by surprise, which I like to think is like a common thread of the different books that I work on for Hanover.
I love that.
Yeah, like beyond that, there's something ineffable about it for sure, where like you're reading and you just feel it in your gut. This book is like saying something that you need to hear or feel, and like you want others to hear and feel that too.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember the moment you knew you wanted to do our book? Like, yeah. Do you remember how you knew?
So I remember on our author call, I told you like one of the biggest cliches, which is like, when I was reading it, it made me miss my subway stop. And that was completely like 100% true, because I opened it up and once I started reading the sample of your writing, I couldn't stop. And it made me laugh in such like surprising ways. And I remember the joke line, and I won't like spell it out, I won't spoil it for readers, but like it was in your essay about Amazing Grace, when you were talking about how she moved you into your college dorm with a box of condoms, and you had a joke line in that part that made me laugh so hard, and I was like, okay, I need to get this book at all costs.
I just love that I like have a podcast and get to record this moment, because it's like, I don't know, it feels like this is like the wedding of my book and I'm like making you give a speech to me. But like it feels like, yeah, it feels so special to know that. And also like it's so interesting because I've never written a book, obviously. I worked as a TV writer. And so my concept of what happens with a book editor was, I mean, I just had no idea. It came from movies. And so although I knew our relationship would be a close one, I never realized like how deeply close you work with your editor and the people who don't get that relationship, how much they must be missing. So I guess that's my next question for you. Like, is the process of like editor and writer, does it change per writer? Do you have the process that like you do with everyone? Have you ever taken on a book and you're like, they're not taking any notes and you don't like the book? Like, how does that process of like collaboration go usually?
It's so different for every writer. And I think because, you know, as an editor, like the first part of the process is always the book itself. Like you read the book and you read the project before you talk to the author. And then once you kind of finish the project and determine whether or not you have the right vision for it, then you typically will have the call with the author. You'll discuss like editorial notes. You'll kind of get a sense of your chemistry and you'll also really get a sense of like what the author wants out of the process. Because like every author wants like different things with their editor. And some people want really strictly business formal, you know, get their critiques, get the edits done, and then move on to print and the rest of the process. And some people want it to be like, you know, a lot more of a fun process. And there's definitely no right or wrong way to do it. But I think as an editor, it's kind of like sussing that out when you first meet the author, like where are they psychologically with the book? Where are they with like their end goal for it? And not imposing your one size fits all style on it. At some point in every book process, you're wearing different hats, like you're, you know, a coach or a cheerleader or a critic.
Or a therapist.
Or a therapist. And like all books need that and all authors need that at different points and different times. And so it's kind of up to you to evaluate like what the author needs most at whatever point they are in the book. So yeah, it's kind of a vague answer, but it definitely differs.
That does make sense. Okay, what are some common mistakes that you see in a lot of book submissions?
I mean, I think a lot of people have this kind of like misconception about agents and editors that like they're sitting at their desks and they open up a submission and, you know, they see like a few grammar mistakes or some purple prose or like cliches and then shut it down and walk away at like the first quote unquote issue. And I think like something I wish more people knew is,
okay, that was just a teaser of this episode that is only for our Patreon-only members, and you can hear the whole thing by becoming a Patreon member. For just $1, you get all of the bonus episodes like this one and ad-free listening. For $5 a month, you get the Patreon chat, you get pictures to all the episodes, and so much more. The reason that we do these Patreon-only teasers is to give you an idea of what you would be getting by becoming a member, and that like we have tons of good content for our Patreon subscribers because we quite literally cannot make this podcast without our listeners, the cookies. I'm just so grateful to all of you. I'm so happy you're here. I love making this show. I couldn't do it without our Patreon. And so thank you for becoming a member. Consider joining if you want to hear the rest of this episode. And then get into the comment section, join the book club. There is so much on our Patreon that's so fun to get into, especially the mobile app chat. And all of that's available. And you can sign up in the show notes or go to patreon.com/ChelseaDeFontes.